Magandang araw po sa inyong lahat and welcome to Crossworld Online Worship. Saan man po kayong bahagi ng mundo, kami nagagalak na makasama kayo sa ating pagsamba sa ating Panginoong Jesus. No. Sa isa pong malayong probinsya ay kinailangang tawagin sa witness stand ang isang matandang babae. Ang ginawa po ng prosecuting lawyer ay kinausap po ang matandang ito at ang sabi, "Lola Marang, kilala niyo ba ako?" Sabi ng matanda, "Ay, Attorney Santiago, kilalang kilala kita. Bata ka pa lang, pasaway ka na. Sinungaling ka, niloloko mo asawa mo, mapanirang puri ka at mukha kang pera. Akala mo magaling ka, pero wala kang binatbat. Kilala kita." Natigilan po yung lawyer, di niya alam kung ano yung gagawin niya. Kaya ang ginawa niya, itinuro niya yung isa pang abogado sa kabilang side ng court. Sabi niya, "Lola Barang, kilala niyo po ba yung defense lawyer?" Sumagot uli si Lola, "Aba, oo. Kilala ko rin yang si Attorney Cruz. Nakakorto at sipunin pa yan. Batugan yan, barumbado at lasenggo. Walang tumatagal na tao dyan at kung abugas, yung abugas siya niya, ang pinakawalang kakwenta-kwenta dito sa probinsya. Munti ko palang makalimutan na babaero yan. Niloko niya ang asawa niya at ang tatlong iba pang babae, kasama ang asawa mo, Attorney Santiago. Oo, kilala ko siya." Muntik nang nahimatay yung defense lawyer. Ginawa nung judge, tinawag yung dalawang lawyer palapit sa bench. At pabulong na sinabi, "Subukan nyo lang na tunungin si Lola Barang kung kilala niyo ako at ipapasilya Electra ko kayong dalawa." Whether we like it or not, mga kapatid, we're all witnesses. We are all witnesses. Depende lang if we are a good witness or a bad witness. Sa atin pong pagpapatuloy ng ating serye, we are in John chapter 5. At nahati po sa tatlo yung chapter na ito, yung verses 1 to 18 ay yung pagpapagaling sa isang invalid na 38 years na siya hindi makalakad. Pagkatapos noon, verse 17 hanggang verse 30, ito naman yung pagkakataon ni Jesus to make some declarations and claims that He is the Son of God. Yan ang mensahe natin last week na never say goodbye. And then today, pag-aaralan natin yung verse 31 to 47, ito na po yung pagkatapos niyang ibigay yung kanyang mga claims, kailangan niya namang depensahan ito sa pagpapakita ng kanyang mga witnesses. Ayan, para tayong nasa korte nito. At tinawag ni Jesus yung mga witnesses to His defense. So if you have your Bibles with you, turn it to John chapter 5 verse 31. At dito po ang sabi sa verse 31 ng John chapter 5. "If I alone bear witness about myself, my testimony is not true. If I alone bear witness about myself, my testimony is not true." Manalangin po tayo. Panginoon, sa umagang ito, dalangin po namin ang banal mong Espiritu na siya magpaunawa sa amin ng iyong salita upang magbunga itong pagbabago sa aming buhay. At nawa sa paningin ng mga tao sa aming paligid, makita nila ang isang tapat at isang mabuting aksi, isang magandang patotoo na tunay ngang si Jesus ay Diyos. Salamat po Panginoon para sa kaluwalhatian ni Jesus ang lahat ng ito. In Jesus' name, Amen and Amen. Yun pong salitang witness ay isang napakahalagang konsepto at salita sa aklat o Ebanghelyo ni John. In fact, 47 times pong binanggit yung salitang witness. Sa Tagalog, yung pong witness ay testimonya o kaya patotoo o kaya saksi. No? Bakit kailangan ng testimony? No? Bakit napakahalaga nitong may magpatotoo? No? Kasi hindi naman pwedeng mag-isa lang si Jesus na magsabing, "Ako ito." No? Kasi sabi sa Deuteronomy chapter 19 verse 15, sabi dito ni Moses, "A single witness shall not suffice against a person for any crime or for any wrong in connection with any offense that he has committed. Only on the evidence of two witnesses or of three witnesses, say, shall a charge be established. So, hindi po pwedeng isa lang ang nagsasabi ng isang deklarasyon. Kinakailangan may corroborative evidence ito or testimony coming from another one or another two witnesses. Ano bang ibig sabihin ng witness? No, sabi ni Merriam-Webster na dictionary, ang ibig daw sabihin ng witness is one that attests a fact or event. No, isang tao na nakakita ng pangyayari o nakaranas ng isang event at pinatototohanan niya ito na talagang nasaksihan niya. O one that gives evidence or testimony or proof in court. Napakahalaga po nung i-validate or pinatototohanan na talagang ito ay nangyari o ito ay naganap. There are three kinds of witnesses, no? Mahalagang witnesses. Yung isa tinatawag na lay witness, no? Ibig sabihin yung nakakita, nakasaksi ng pangyayari, ng aksidente o ng krimen. Kahit sino pwedeng maging lay witness. Pangalawa is an expert witness. Ito naman yung merong kang kaalaman o expertise sa isang bagay at kinakailangang malaman ang katotohanan sa pamamagitan ng iyong research o ng iyong pag-aaral. Yung pangatlo ay character witness. Yung character witness ay yung malalapit sa iyo, no? 'Di ba sa mga mafia napakahalaga nung ang makukuhang witness ay isa sa mga inner circles. Ibig sabihin noon, saksi siya sa mga krimen at mga transaksyon at sa lahat ng mga illegal activities noong kanilang godfather. Okay? So ito yung tatlong kinds of witnesses. Now, si Jesus Christ had to present witnesses, no, to validate his claims. At lima po na witnesses yung ipinakita ni Jesus Christ, no? Lima po 'yon. Tingnan natin tong lima na witnesses na ito. Ang una po is you can find it in verse 32. Ang sabi dito, there is another who bears witness about me. And I know that the testimony that he bears about me is true. Sabi niya, hindi ako mag-isa. Kailangan, meron pa akong kasama na nagte-testify about me. At ipinakilala niya kung sino yon sa verse 37. And the Father who sent me has given or has himself borne witness about me. His voice you have never heard, his form you have never seen. And you do not have his word abiding in you, for you do not believe the one whom he has sent. So ang unang tinawag sa witness stand is his Father in heaven. No, my Father in heaven, ang aking Ama sa langit. Interesting po itong pagkakasabi ni Jesus dito na there is another. No, yung pong word na another, mayroon pong dalawang word sa original na lingwahe na ginagamit sa another. Yung isa is another of the same kind, yung isa naman is another of a different kind. Yung pong word na ginamit ni Jesus is another of the same kind. Kagaya po ito ng binanggit niya sa John chapter 16 about the Holy Spirit. Ibig pong sabihin, yung another na binabanggit niya is kamukha o katulad niya o kapantay niya na Diyos din. So this specifies, no, another claim of Jesus Christ that He's equal with the Father. Same kami ng Heavenly Father. At yung word na bears witness or bearing witness, this is a continuing action. Say that ever since, no, nung dumating si Jesus dito sa mundo, laging yung Father ay nandyan either behind the scene o kaya witnessing from the heavens, speaking from the clouds, no? Using angels to bear witness that Jesus Christ indeed is His Son. So the Father was summoned to the witness stand. No? At gaano kahalaga ang patotoo ng Father? Kasi po, ito po'y parang character witness. No? Character witness ito. So anong napakahalagang truth ang tinuturo sa atin dito as witnesses? Napakahalaga po nung relatedness. No? Relatedness. God the Father, yung pong relatedness. Anong ibig sabihin nun? No? Jesus and the Father were intimate. They were close. They are glorifying each other. They have an ongoing relationship. Kaya nga po, Jesus can testify about the Father and the Father can testify about Him. So as witnesses, napakahalaga po noon, ano, na mahirap ka namang magpatotoo sa isang bagay na hindi mo naranasan. Tama po ba? O kaya mahirap mong ibida ang isang bagay na wala kang karanasan, wala kang encounter or engagement man lang. Kaya mahirap mapatotohanan sa iba na totoo yung Christianity if you don't have any relationship with Jesus Christ. So it presupposes that you have an ongoing and a growing relationship with Jesus Christ before you can even say that you're a Christian. So yun po yung una. Okay? Pangalawa na witness na tinawag ni Jesus Christ is John the Baptist. No? Sabi sa verse 33, "You sent to John, and he has borne witness to the truth. Not that the testimony that I receive is from man, but I say this thing so that you may be saved. He was a burning, shining lamp, and you were willing to rejoice for a while in his light." No, gaano kahalaga si John the Baptist, no? Napakahalaga po nito sapagkat it was John who testified that Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God. No, in John chapter 1 verse 29, dung sa unang bahagi po ng Ebanghelyo, sabi dito, "The next day he saw Jesus coming toward him and said, 'Behold the Lamb of God.'" Si John yung nagpatotoo na si Jesus yung kordero ng Diyos who takes away the sin of the world. "This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks before me because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but for this purpose I came baptizing with water that he might be revealed to Israel.' And John bore witness, 'I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and I have borne witness that this is the Son of God.'" So si John po, napakahalaga ng kanyang testimony o ng kanyang witness. Bakit? Sapagkat siya po ay naging local celebrity nung panahon nila. No? He became so popular that crowds of people flock around him. People from all walks of life came to listen to him. And most of the people, no, young and old, rich and poor, powerful and weak, they all came to be baptized by John the Baptist. That's how popular John was. Kaya because of his respectability, because of his popularity, well, hindi lang siya naging popular dahil siya ay magaling, ano? But because people respected him. No? Sapagkat ang buhay niya, ang integrity niya, talaga pong walang pwedeng magsabi ng anumang kapintasan o kasamaan na nagawa si John. Okay? At dahil po dun sa popularity niya, napakahalaga po nung kanyang patotoo. Kaya lang po, mga tao nung unang panahon, sabi nga eh, they were attracted to the burning and shining lamp of John the Baptist. They were enamored with his brilliance, but they were driven away by his heat. Ganun naman talaga eh, di ba? Kapag may mga sumisikat, no, ang mga tao want to be identified with him. People bask in the popularity of John, but they're not willing to submit to his authority. Kagaya ni Jesus Christ, di ba? People crowd around Jesus Christ. They wanted to hang out with Jesus. Pero when the going gets tough, ano na po nangyari? Nagpulasan na po at nag-aalisan na rin po. Kagaya ni John, ang daming follower ni John the Baptist. Pero nung nakulong si John the Baptist, meron bang tumulong sa kanya para siya ay makalaya? Nobody even lifted the finger to help him out of prison. Unfortunately, no? Pero balikan natin si John. Napakahalaga po ng testimony ni John because of his integrity. Okay? So yun po yung pangalawa, respectability. John's testimony was powerful. Kaya nga noong tinanong si Jesus Christ, di ba? Tinanong siya ng mga religious leaders, no? Saan ang gagaling ang kapangyarihan at kapamahalaan mo? Ba't ginagawa mo ang lahat ng ito? Ang sabi ni Jesus Christ, "Sagutin niyo muna yung tanong ko at sasagutin ko yung tanong ninyo. Yung bang bautismo ni John the Baptist galing sa langit o galing sa lupa?" Nag-isip po yung mga religious leaders kasi sabi nila, kung sasabihin natin galing sa langit, sasabihin ni Jesus, "Ba't hindi niyo ako pinapaniwalaan?" Pag sinabi naman nilang hindi galing sa langit, dito lang sa lupa, magagalit ang taong bayan sa mga religious leaders. No, ibig sabihin ganun ka-influential si John. His testimony is really valid, legit, no? And merong cutting edge. Kapatid, yung kayang testimony mo, yung kayang patotoo mo, may ngipin kaya? Yung mga tao kaya kapag nagsalita ka, they will believe in you? Will they believe in you with a word that you say? Or they will just shrug their shoulders and then they will just smile or grin? At parang sinasabi with mockery na we. Di ba? So napakahalaga po nung integrity. Ibig sabihin nito, no, pinamumuhay natin yung ating mga sinasabi. Pangatlo na witness is in verse 36. Sabi dito, "But the testimony that I have is greater than that of John. For the works that the Father has given to me to accomplish, the very works that I am doing bear witness about me that the Father has sent me." Ang pangatlo po na witness, sabi ni Jesus Christ, ay hindi lamang, huwag niyong paniwalaan lang yung sinasabi ko. Look at what I do. Look at the results of my ministry. Look at the miraculous works that I do. That in itself is a valid testimony for you to believe in me. Si John po ay nagsulat ng 7 miracles dito sa buong Gospel of John. Merong, di ba, ginawang alak ang tubig, pinagaling yung anak ng isang nobleman, yun pong invalido, na invalid na 38 years na hindi nakakalakad, pinalakad ni Jesus, nagpakain po siya. Next week, pag-usapan natin yung feeding of the 5,000, naglakad po siya sa tubig, pinagaling niya po yung bulag, nakakita po yung bulag, at si Lazarus ay binuhay niya maguli mula sa mga patay. And even Nicodemus, no, ay even mentioned about, sabi ni Jesus, ni Nicodemus kay Jesus, "Alam ko po na kayo ay rabbi na galing sa langit kasi walang makagagawa ng mga works ninyo." No, even for Nicodemus, para sa kanya, sufficient na yung mga works ni Jesus Christ to validate that he really is a man from God. No? Pero sa unang tingin ni Nicodemus, man from God eh, hindi pa son of God. So lahat ng ito ay ginamit ni John the Beloved to attest to the fact that Jesus Christ indeed is the Son of God. 7 miracles in all, no? Just to prove that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So totoo lang, marami pang mga himala na ginawa si Jesus, napakarami po. Pero pinili lang ni John, 7 lang ang pinili niya. At lahat ng ito ay tumutumbok sa gusto niyang patunayan na si Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Sa totoo lang, marami pang mga ibang tao na gumawa ng himala. Gaya ni Moses, di ba? Sila Elijah. Maraming mga gumawa ng himala. Pero only Jesus made that claim that he is the Son of God. No? Si Jesus lamang po yun. So yung pangatlong nakikita mo na natin dito as witnesses, no, is napakahalaga ng results. People will patronize us. They will believe us. At kung negosyante ka, people will buy your products or will patronize your service depending on the results that you deliver. No, depende sa track record. It's not about rhetorics. It's not about, you know, marketing gimmicks. But it's all about results. May napatunayan ka ba? No? Ang quality ba ng trabaho mo ay talagang world class? Ang produkto mo ba ay talagang excellent and quality? No? Ang serbisyo mo ba, no, ay talagang hahanap-hanapin ng mga tao? Kasi when you promise that your service will be good, talagang good, excellent. And when you promise that you will deliver your product, you will deliver on time, no? At mas maganda nga, ahead of time. Okay? Kasi track record mo yan. And that will determine if people will still entertain you or patronize you in the future. Kaya be careful, no? Si Jesus Christ, no, ang witness niya ay talagang yung results. He was able to deliver good results. Not only his preaching, but also his works. Amen. Purihin ng Panginoon sa kanyang another witness. Okay? Pang-apat na witness is the scriptures, no? Sabi sa verse 39, you search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. And it is they that bear witness of me. Yet you refuse to come to me that you may have life. Kung mapansin po ninyo, itong mga religious leaders, they're really serious students of the scriptures. But they miss the Messiah. Kita mo, sabi niya dito sa verse 39, ha, di ba? Kaya nyo sinasaliksik ang banal na kasulatan para malaman ninyo na meron kayong buhay na walang hanggan. Pero hindi natapos doon si Jesus. Sabi niya, it is they that bear witness about me. So it's not just studying the word. It's not just, you know, expounding, exegeting the word of God, studying the original language and history and archaeology. Hindi lamang po yun, mga kapatid, kasi baka mamaya sa sobrang aral natin ng Biblia, hindi mo na nakita yung tagapagligtas at yung Panginoon sa likod nung salita. No? Kaya sabi nga dito sa verse 40, you refuse to come to me that you may have life. I do not receive glory from my people, but I know, from people, but I know that you do not have the love of God within you. I have come in my Father's name, you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, you will receive him. How can you believe when you receive glory from one another and do not seek the glory that comes from the only God? Yan. So, tayo pong lahat mga kapatid, we have this tendency to be technical without being personal. Sometimes we're caught up in the technical and the peripheral and the superficial. No? Nalawala na yung puso. Okay? Pwede mangyari yan eh. Sa isang abogado, no? Yung bang you traffic through the legal maze, and you're easily enamored with the intricacies of the law, but you never develop a heart for justice. Pwede yan. Napakagaling mo sa batas, pero wala kang pagmamahal, no? Wala kang puso para sa hustisya. O mga doktor, no, na talagang nakatuto ka sa mga state-of-the-art medical equipment and medicine, and you never develop a heart of compassion. O kaya ikaw naman ay negosyante. You're very wise, very decisive, but you have no concern for your people, for your clients, or even for your suppliers. Pwedeng maging ganyan. Pwede ka rin maging isang musician o isang artist. You know the right notes, you know the rhythm, you know you have great skills. No, ang galing mo talagang kumanta, ang galing mong tumugtog, ang galing mong mag-drawing, ang galing mong mag sulat-sulat, no? Ang galing mo talaga. But you have no fire for Jesus. Is it possible? Yeah. Posible 'yan, no? O pwede ka ring maging pastor. No, isang mag-aaral ng banal na aklat at talagang hilig na hilig mo ang pagbutingting at ang paghimay-himay ng salita ni Jesus, kaya lang nakalimutan mo si Jesus. No, meron kang love affair with the printed page rather than with the person of Jesus Christ. You count every letter. No, parang ganyan po ang mga Pharisees, mga scribes, and the Levites. They are there counting the very letters but they miss the spiritual truth. Tandaan niyo mga kapatid, sabi nga ni Chuck Swindoll, the Bible was given not simply as a legal document or self-help book, but as a love letter. Okay? So, the scripture was given as a testimony, as a witness, hindi lang dahil sa kanyang salita, but because of revelation that goes with it. So, revelation is the key concept here. No? Hindi lamang po yung page ng Biblia, but the person behind the page. Kaya nga pagka tayo ay nag-spend ng nagde-devotion tayo, nagbabasa tayo ng Biblia. Di po tayo nagbabasa ng Biblia para lang makakuha ng mensahe, no? Para meron kang maipost sa FB o sa Twitter o sa Instagram. Hindi tayo nagbabasa ng Biblia para lang maihanda yung ating lesson sa live group o kaya sa sermon, we don't study the word just to show off na meron tayong alam sa Biblia. No? Actually, we're not after the message lang. We're after a meeting. No? A face-to-face encounter with the author of the book. Yung pong pinakamahalaga, yung moment that we spend with him, listening to him, learning from him, no, receiving his fullness, no, and becoming more like him while we develop that discipline of study and solitude. Okay. So it's the witness, number four, no, the scripture, no, focusing on revelation. At panghuli, another witness ang tinawag ni Jesus Christ. And the fifth witness is none other than Moses. Verse 45, ang sabi dito, "Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one who accuses you, Moses, on whom you have set your hope. For if you believe Moses, you will believe me, for he wrote of me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words?" No? Napakahalaga po ng role ni Moses. Kasi bukod kay Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Moses was the founder of Judaism. Sa kanya po pinadaan ng Diyos ang sacrificial system, ang Ten Commandments, no? Ang priesthood. Kaya si Moses ang kinikilala po nila na talagang pinaka-leader nila at parang number one authority as concerns legality, the law, no, the sacrifices, and even the priesthood. Ang ginawa ni Jesus, in-invoke niya yung authority na meron si Moses. At kinlaro niya na even Moses testified about him. No? Bakit kailangan gamitin ni Jesus Christ si Moses? Because Moses, kumbaga kung meron mang concept about Moses, is reliability. His reliability. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 18. No? Ito yung sinabi ni Moses about the coming Messiah. "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your brothers. It is to him you shall listen." So meron ng prophecy from the lips of Moses that there will be another prophet like him who will come and you should listen to him. Verse 18, ang sabi dito, "I will raise up from them a prophet like you from among their brothers." Si God ang nagsasabi dito. "And I will put my words in his mouth and he shall speak to them all that I commanded him. And whoever will listen to my words that he shall speak in my name, I myself will require it of him." So paano naman natin malalaman na itong very words na ito ni Moses ay kamado o para kay Jesus Christ? Well, binanggit yan po ni Peter doon sa Acts chapter 3 sa kanyang preaching, verses 18 to 23. Look at how Peter, no, tied up Moses and Jesus Christ. Kinonek po niya yung dalawa. Itong sabi ni Peter, "But what God foretold by the mouth of all the prophets that his Christ would suffer, he thus fulfilled. Repent therefore and turn back that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send the Christ appointed for you, Jesus, whom heaven must receive until the time for restoring all things about which God spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets long ago." So referring to Jesus, ano? Verse 22, Moses said, "Let the Lord God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brothers. You shall listen to him in whatever he tells you, and it shall be that every soul who does not listen to that prophet shall be destroyed from the people." Yan. So nakita natin dito how Peter, you know, understood the seasons, no? And understood the Old Testament and the New Testament and how the two testaments are connected and how Moses and Jesus, no? How Moses became the anti-type or the shadow of the reality that is to come. And Jesus Christ is the ultimate reality. Ang galing po ng pagkakasabi dito. Kaya talagang napakahalaga nung pag-invoke ni Jesus kay Moses, no? The reliability of Moses. And look at what Jesus said, no? It is Moses who will save them. but Moses who will accuse them. So hindi lamang po Savior, kundi judge, magiging judge si Moses sa mga taong tumatanggi kay Jesus. Kasi sabi, kung talagang pinaniniwalaan nyo si Moses, no? Kung pinaniniwalaan nyo si Moses, aba eh, dapat tatanggapin nyo ako. Ngayon, kung hindi nyo ako tinatanggap, ibig sabihin, hindi talaga kayo naniniwala kay Moses din. Di ba? Kasi lumalabas po dito, itong mga religious leaders na ito, talagang they have big heads, ang lalaki po ng mga ulo, ang dami nilang alam sa Biblia. Pero ang kanilang mga puso ay hungkag. Ang kanilang isip madidilim. Ang kanilang, ang kanilang kalooban ay mga manhid. Ang kanila pong puso ay marurumi. No? Ang dami nilang alam sa Biblia, pero sabi nga, itong kaalaman nila sa Biblia nagbigay ng yabang sa kanila. Di ba? Ang sabi nga, knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. Walang natural na pagmamahal sa kanilang puso. No? Kaya ito pong mga religious leaders na kaharap ni Jesus Christ, they were witnesses too. But they are bad witnesses. Masasama at mga palsong mga witnesses itong mga ito. Bakit? Madilim ang kanilang isip. Hindi nila nakikitang malinaw na si Jesus ang tagapagligtas. All they could see are, you know, yung mga gilid-gilid, yung mga mali. Hindi marunong mag-appreciate, puro mali nakikita. No? That is a parasitical spirit, no? A religious spirit. When you no longer know how to celebrate, and all you could see are faults and mistakes and blames, no? May the Lord deliver us from that kind of religious spirit, no? Madilim ang isip. O kaya ang kalooban naman ay manhid, no? Bakit? Kasi nga self-righteous, no? Kasi nga walang ibang nakikitang tama kundi sarili nila. Hindi na nakikita ang kanilang pagkakamali. Okay? Kaya nagmanhid na ang kanilang kalooban. At ang kanilang mga puso ay marumi. Bakit? Wala nga pag-ibig eh. Ang gusto nila, ang laging pinararangalan sila. No? At kapag kami aagaw ng kanilang karangalan, no, eh talagang pupuksain nila, papatayin nila, i-eliminate nila. Kaya ito mga religious leaders na kausap ni Jesus, they were the kind of witnesses that are really bad, bad witnesses. Alam niyo po ba, no, na marami pong nagiging Christian dahil may kilala silang Christian. Nahamon po sila, na-inspire sila, na-encourage sila, na-bless sila. Kaya naging Christian din yung kakilala nila. Pero alam niyo din po ba na marami ding Kristiyanong ayaw maging Christian dahil may kilala din silang Christian. Yung bang nagsasabi na Christian ako, pero kita mo naman ang ugali. Malayong malayo sa kanilang mga deklarasyon. Ibang-iba, no? Sa kanilang sinasabi. Kaya maraming mga tao natitisod, no? Kasi sasabihin na Kristiyano ba 'yan? No, kasi hindi naman nakikita sa buhay ang pagiging Kristiyano. No? Mga kapatid, tingnan nga natin, what kind of witness are we? Are we a good witness or a bad witness? Tayo ba'y ang atin bang patotoo, ang ating pagsasaksi, ay nakatutulong ba to advance the kingdom of Jesus o nakakapagpabagal ito, nakakahinder pa? Kasi nga, ang mga tao ay natitisod sa atin dahil hindi maganda ang ating mga patotoo, ang ating mga salita, ang ating mga ugali, ang ating mga diskarte sa buhay. No? I pray that we will become witnesses who will really attest to the fact that Jesus Christ indeed is God. That Jesus saves, that Jesus changes lives. Nawa makita sa buhay natin, no? At pag nakita sa buhay ninyo yon, then people will easily come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Okay? So, to summarize everything, mga kapatid, we as witnesses, no? Tayo na mga saksi, must be, kung gusto mo maging true and faithful witness, credible na witness, dapat we must be related with Christ. No? We must be related with Christ. Dapat meron tayong karanasan, meron tayong fresh experiences and encounter with Jesus. Talagang merong kang pruweba na talagang nagbabago ng buhay si Jesus Christ. Okay? Pangalawa, eh, respectable. Sabihin, talagang kita sa buhay natin, no? At iginagalang yung lumalabas sa ating bibig kasi nga, naka-back up yung buhay natin sa mga namumutawi sa ating labi. And then, results producer, no? Ibig sabihin, talagang we deliver. Works, quality works, quality products, quality service. At sa ating buhay, results are seen and evident, no? Talaga may proof na totoo nga yung sinasabi mo. And then, revealing truths. We must be revealing truths, no? Merong revelation coming from the Word of God. Hindi lamang yung memoryado at kabisadong salita, kundi mga insights, mga fresh insights and revelation coming from the Word of the Lord and revealing who Jesus really is. At panghuli, we must be reliable. No? Yung bang kapag naghanap ang Panginoon ng isasabak, no? Ikaw yung maiisip niyang una. Why? Because you're reliable. No? Hindi na uulitin ang trabaho. Hindi na magpapadala ng iba pa. Kasi ikaw lang, sapat na. Why? Because you can be trusted. Because you are reliable. So ito po mga katangian ng witnesses na kinakailangan so that, you know, Christianity will boom and Christianity will really advance as God wills it to be. Okay. Marahil kapatid, sa oras na ito ay habang tayo'y nagkukwentuhan tungkol dito, no, ay naiisip mo na, no, I want to be a witness. Gusto kong maging witness din. No, gusto kong maging saksi para sa aking Panginoon. No. Kaya lang siguro, naiisip mo, wala ka masyadong karanasan. No, wala ka masyadong encounter with Jesus Christ. Siguro napakahalaga magsimula ka muna sa unang baitang. At yan ay ang pakilala kay Jesus bilang yung tagapagligtas. Naranasan mo na ba siya na mapatawad ang iyong kasalanan? Naranasan mo na ba siya na papasukin sa iyong puso? Naranasan mo na ba siya na tanggapin bilang tagapagligtas at Panginoon ng iyong buhay? Naranasan mo na ba siyang kausapin? Kung hindi pa, ito na yung pagkakataon para kilalanin mo siyang tagapagligtas ng iyong buhay at babaguhin niya ang iyong buhay. At kung magkaganon, marami kang pwedeng sabihin sapagkat marami kang mararanasan sa piling niya. You will experience the answered prayers. You will experience guidance. You will experience forgiveness of your sins. You will experience joy unspeakable. You will experience peace that passes understanding. You will experience self-control. Malalabanan mo mga tukso. Only through Jesus. Kung hindi mo pa nararanasan yan, pwede kang sumunod sa isang napakasimpleng panalangin ng pakilala kay Jesus bilang yung tagapagligtas. Sumunod ka lang sa panalangin na ito. Panginoong Jesus, nais kitang maranasan. Nais kong maranasan na ikaw ay tagapagligtas ko, Panginoon ko, tagapagpatawad ng aking kasalanan at aking manggagamot. Nais kitang pumasok sa aking puso. Nais kitang makaulayaw, makausap. Nais kitang pakinggan, sambahin, at sundin sa aking buhay. Nais kong baguhin mo ang aking buhay. Nais ko ng iyong kapayapaan, ng iyong kagalakan. At tanging ikaw lang, Jesus, doon sa krus, ang makapagbibigay sa akin ito. Kaya sa aking puso, ngayon kinikilala kitang tagapagligtas at Panginoon ng aking buhay. Salamat po, Panginoon. At mula po ngayon, nais kitang maranasan upang maikwento ko sa iba kung gaano kabuti. Salamat po, Panginoon. Salamat sa kapatawaran at salamat sa buhay na walang hanggan. Kapatid, kung pinanalangin mo ang isang napakasimpleng panalangin niyan, ay magsisimula na ang iyong paglalakbay kasama si Jesus. And this is a journey of a lifetime. This is an adventure that you won't afford. No, you cannot afford to miss. No, yung paglalakbay na kasama si Jesus sa buhay. At dalangin ko na marami kang maikwento sa iba kung gaano siya kabuti, kung gaano siya kadakila, kung gaano siya makapagpatawad, at kung gaano siyang mapagbigay sa iyong buhay. Purihin natin ang ating Panginoon. Ito ay yan ang iglit siguro a minute or two to have some reflection, no? Nais kong tanungin ang bagay na ito. How effective are you as a witness? No? Are you a good or a bad witness? How effective are you? And then what do you need to improve on? No? Saan ka daw kinakailangang makahusay pa, no? Dito sa lima na ito. Relatedness with Jesus ba? Kailangan pang lumalim ang iyong relasyon kay Jesus? Respectability? Results production? No? Delivery ng results? Revealing truths? Or reliability? May the Lord speak to you. And now it's your time to speak to the Lord.